There we go. Yes! Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, back at it once again after a long hiatus. ATL Dreaming Podcast with your host, E-Dub. And I have with me, as always, my lovely co-host, Ya'Kari Thomas from Chicks in the Sports. Ya'Kari, what's up, girl?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so happy to be back. It's been like forever.
Yeah, that was one whale of a break, right? You know, we had the Olympic break, and that was what, like a couple of weeks, like 4 weeks almost, it seemed like?
Right.
Yeah, so we're glad to be back, getting our feet back into this Atlanta Dream Talk. This is going to be kind of just like a kind of a re-entering the waters podcast, you know, so it might not be as long and we might not have the same structure as always, but wanted to get on with Ya'Kari and just talk some Atlanta Dream and see how things were going and see where things are going like in the future. So it is definitely a lot to talk about in the Atlanta Dream community. But first of all, we got to give a shout out, right? We got to shout out the girls, the ladies that went to the Olympics and brought home the gold medal. So, right, yeah. Shout out to those ladies. They handled business. Did you get a chance to see any of those games in the Olympics for the ladies?
Of course. So impressed. I believe the ladies actually led the men in gold medals for Team USA. So yeah, we were killing it out there in the Olympics. So impressed. So excited about what the women are doing for our whole women empowerment movement. It was good. It was definitely great. What was your thoughts on everything?
I thought it was awesome because, and shout out to the men too, who won gold in their own right, but the women have achieved a level of dominance that has been a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? I mean, gold is gold, but those women, the competition hasn't caught up like it has in the men. You know what I'm saying? The women have been dominant. They've been taking care of business, man. So it was joy to see them get that dub. You know, Brittany Griner putting in work. And, I mean, Sue Bird. Like, they had so many stars on that team. It was just, hey, salute to them, man. Salute to them.
Yes. And you know what was surprising? The teams that they were playing there, don't take it lightly. They were tough. You know, Japan was really putting up a fight. But overall, Team USA brought home that goal.
Salute to them. So, it was a nice break, and hopefully, the ladies are well rested. Some of them that went over and played still have kind of that juju coming back from the goal, because I think Asia Wilson was balling the other night. You know, they're still doing well. But it's time to get into some Atlanta Dream talk. And I know. Let me go ahead and take a shot of this cool
water. H2O.
It's not the other clear stuff, although I might need the other clear stuff by the time we finish.
Right.
Standings update. The Atlanta Dream are currently 6-17. They're currently on a 8-game losing streak that predates the break. They're 1-9 in their last 10. And it's a lot going on. And what we want to do is, first of all, let's go back a little bit, right? Because a lot happened in the time that we were off. So in typical Atlanta Dream fashion, our guy, Coach Mike Peterson, who, you know, one of the nicest guys you will ever talk to or meet or interview. And he steps aside for health reasons and turns the keys over to one Darius Taylor. Your thoughts on Coach Peterson stepping down and the brief time that we got to cover Coach Peterson, your thoughts on him and him stepping down. What do you think? What are your thoughts?
I'm just joking. But no, it was not a surprise, believe it or not. It was not to me. I just felt it coming. You know, this has been a interesting season for our team. And to see that Coach kind of decided to, you know, enough is enough and cut the cord, I'm not surprised. I mean, it does not surprise me. For whatever reason, I just felt it in my spirit that it was going to happen. I just felt it. I feel like, you know, giving Darius Taylor, the option to be the interim coach, I think that was a good look. Again, I just was not surprised. You know, I just wasn't surprised.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see him, like, not finishing the season, because he made it more than clear that this was going to be an interim thing and that he was just going to ride out the season. And when he stepped to the side, I was kind of surprised. I thought that he was at least going to make it to the end. But when it said it was health reasons, I was like, okay, you know, you got to do what's best for you. You know what I mean? And I've grown over these past couple of how long was he the coach? Like about a month or two?
Right.
He was about to coach for 2 months. But yo, like I enjoyed talking with him, yeah. Right? Like yeah. He was so upbeat after every game, wins or loss. He was so chill. Like he was built for it, like he had a temperament of it. And so I really grew to kind of like Coach Peterson. And as soon as you start to like the brother, he decides, he made the choice to take care of his health over the profession. Yeah. And I have no problem with that. Right. You know what I mean? And so he decides to walk away. And I'm like, okay, like, wow. So,
but he's still in the front office. We'll leave that. Yeah. He's still a part of the organization.
Yeah. And I imagine it will still be the stress level will still be there, but not as much on a intense day-by-day operations, dealing with the personalities that you have to deal with on a basketball team. And he don't have to deal with that necessarily.
No more.
That's Coach Taylor's job. So salute to Coach Peterson. We hope that your health is doing better. You know, whatever. Okay. You got to take care of yourself, man, because listen, my thing is, when your job is affecting your health, you got to make tough decisions. And he did what he had to do, right?
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. So insert our guy, Darius Taylor. Darius Taylor. So my thing is, let me ask you this. Do you think they should have just gone with Darius in the first place? Like, you know, no disrespect to Coach Peterson. Do you think they should have made the call to go with Coach Taylor, Darius in the first place? Or I think so.
But yeah, that was always kind of my question of how did they decide, you know, knowing that I think Coach Mike said so adamantly that rock, paper, scissors. You got it. but he made it so adamantly, you know, like, look, I don't want to be the head coach. I do not want to be the head coach. So it just seems to me that Coach Darius would have been just the better choice. But to see now, you know, what's going on, you know, I'm not going to say I have a different mindset. I'm still watching. I'm still watching.
Yeah. And, I think that the reason they went with Peterson, because of the experience factor, you know, you know, I don't know. Hindsight is always 20/20, right? So It's always easy to be like, oh, yeah, we should have gone with that guy. I don't know. You know, Coach Peterson, he did what he had to do. And now it's Coach Taylor's gig. And hopefully he can make the best of it. And we'll see what he has in the bag, man. So that news dropped on July 24th.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 days before, the Atlanta Dream were hit with another bombshell when Cheyenne Parker announced that she was pregnant.
With child, yes. Yay. Fix your face, Professor. Yes. So,
listen, can you write these scripts that have been happening to the Atlanta Dream over the last 2 years? Like, I mean, this is reality TV at its best. Yeah. Salute to Miss Parker and the new baby. You know what I'm saying? Hope everything works out. We hope that the baby is healthy and kicking and screaming and pooping when she gets here or he gets here. We wish them all the best. But Kiri, like, wow. Like, third coach Parker's having a baby. Tip gets hurt. Like, I mean, where do we begin, right?
Forget about Kennedy. That whole saga. I mean, it just...
Yeah, we're going to get to Kennedy. We're going to get to Kennedy. But for now, we're just talking about Miss Parker and the baby. Like, I mean, who saw this coming?
Never saw it coming. And, like, we actually... Was it day before she made that announcement? Weren't we at the game? We were looking, you know, she was passing by us. We're like, oh, you're so excited to finally see players in person again.
Yeah.
And then boom, wow. But no, shout out to her. You know, congratulations on motherhood. There's nothing more beautiful than giving birth to a child. And, you know, yeah, it was a bombshell. It was shocked, but again, it was a good shot. It was a good shot, you know. So
yeah.
I'm not and too mad about that.
I think what we've learned in these first two stories that we talked with the health of Coach Peterson, Cheyenne Parker being pregnant, that, of course, perspective, right? Like, this, at the end of the day, is a game, and real life situations are always more important. So we always want to, you know, keep that in perspective. But wow, right? And then... the thing that I want to talk about is one Kennedy Carter. Absent after the break has still been Kennedy Carter. And our guy Spencer Nussbaum from the Knicks wrote a good article on the Atlanta Dream. Some of the possibility of Kennedy Carter coming back. And in the piece, it said that, you know, that they would like to have her back, but there's some things that needs to happen before she comes back. I don't know exactly what that means, but do you think that we're going to see Miss Carter this season, or what do you think the deal is?
If I have to put my hand on the table and go ahead and take an estimated guess, I would say no, she will not return this season. I think behind the scenes, we've all have heard different things of the sort. There was some ongoing issues from college, you know, that probably kind of just rolled on over to the pros. So, you know, to get some of these issues addressed, which we don't know about, we don't know what these exact issues are. Yeah, they need to be fixed and fixed well, fixed quickly.
Yeah. So I think one silver lining could be, excuse me, the fact that the Atlanta Dream are handling this internally. And it hasn't really got out and got like really, really messy. You know what I mean? Like, we've seen these things get like, mm-hmm. Kudos for them for keeping this kind of in-house and whatever it is. I think Spencer asked Coach Taylor about Kennedy's availability. And he said this, he said, no timetable yet has mm-hmm. been, he said, but she has things she needs to complete and work through. So mm-hmm. it is still in progress. We just have to stay tuned. So that's from the coach's lips. You know what I mean? Like, that's from the coach's lips. So whatever she has to work through. And sometimes, and I'll just say this, Kennedy is a phenomenal talent, like a phenomenal talent. But there are times where you just got to kind of grow up, right? Like, think back to Kennedy's, what, 22, 21, if that? You know, think back to the decisions that you made. Oh. When you were 21 to 22, right?
Snatching wigs, honey. I was snatching wigs. But go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, what were you like when you were 21 and 22 and the decisions that you had to make, right?
Right.
So I think that, you know, we have to give these athletes a little bit of space to grow up sometimes, you know? Mm-hmm. And it can't be easy. Because, listen, let me tell you something. You put young E, 21, 22, in the league. You know what I'm saying? You can get a spotlight. I'm not going to handle it well. I'm going to tell you that off the top. I'm not going to handle it well.
Give you some extra coins in the bank.
I'm not going to handle it well, man. How are you going to handle the fame at 21, 22?
Right. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. And I wonder, is there anything set up for WNBA players and NBA players, or just players in general, to kind of help them transition into that new role? Is there something out there that kind of helps them, or are there mentors put in place through the leagues. Like, I just wonder how that transition just happens, or are they just thrown out there? Like, here you go, here's your money, here's the fame, here's the men, women, or whatever you like. Here's it all, and then situations like this happens, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, I just looked it up. She is 22, and it's a lot. Like, I mean, and it's easy for the fan to look at it and be like, oh, she need to get herself together so she can come play, so she can come make my team win. But, like, I mean, like I've been around kind of – I've been around a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not 22 anymore. I understand, like, the most important thing is to make sure that this lady's in the right space, you know, to be successful. So I pull for her. I want her to win, whether she's on the dream or whether she's not on the dream. So if there's something she got to work out, I want her to work it out, you know?
Absolutely. She's a phenomenal player. She has phenomenal potential. And just to see, you know, that be benched or, you know, suspended is very, very hurtful, but at the same time, hurtful to the team too as well. But we definitely want to see her come back and come back with a vengeance and in a better space, to say the least.
Yeah, and as a Dream fan, if you're a Dream fan, you have to, and I can understand, like, fans, they don't always have a rational perspective on things, you know, because, and to be honest, like, we saw what this team could be when you had a healthy Kennedy, a healthy Tip, and a healthy Courtney. Like, that three, that trigger was, like, really good. Right. Just like, we just don't have it. Like, they don't have it now. And so now you just have to piecemeal what you have. But, you know, what you initially had was really good, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And now the transfer of leadership. You know, we have a new, now another coach to add to the factor. So it's a lot going on.
It's a lot going on, man. And so, you know, we offer thoughts and thoughts of peace and healing or whatever needs to go on to Kennedy and help that she can get whatever she needs to get done so that she's just in a good place, right? You know, sometimes it's bigger than basketball. So we hope that she's in a good place and that she can – it would be nice to see her come back and join the team and do what she loves doing, because for me, athletes like this is what they love to do. You know, this is their sanctuary. And if you take that away, sometimes that can be more detrimental. But hopefully they're making the case to, you know, get things going.
Yes, hopefully. Shout out Kennedy. Come back. Yeah. We need you back.
Shout out Kennedy. I looked for some information on Tip. I didn't hear anything about, you know, her timetable. Have you heard anything about her coming back or a timetable? I see her getting around a little bit better now. Like, have you seen or heard anything about that?
If I'm not mistaken, I think she did play a little bit in the Sparks game. If I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
A brief. Wow. So she is semi back. I think she's still,
No, go ahead.
So she's, what were you finna say?
No, I was just going, I didn't know that she had played a little bit. So she's very close to being back, I guess. Okay, yes, good for her.
Yeah.
I think the thing, and we talk about the Dream and the totality of it, what it was intended to be, of course, you were intended to be a quick, fast team with the dynamic of Courtney, Kennedy, and Tip, but we just haven't seen that by injuries and, you know, on the court stuff, and it just... I don't know, man. I don't know. Kind of like almost like last year when the players got COVID, it was just like, what's going on here? Like, is somebody not living right?
It's the curse of Ted Turner yet again. The curse. It's came back and it's on the Dream.
But yeah, I mean, it's been a tough season, man. It's been a tough season. Season's not over. You know, there's still a possibility for them to make it to that last spot in the playoffs, a very slim possibility. But they already had little room for error because, I mean, like, look, we don't have a Liz Cambage. We don't have an Aja Wilson. We don't have a Sue Bird. And none of those girls in their own right who are just phenomenal. we have some good players, but we don't really have like a superstar, you know what I mean? So I don't know, what are your thoughts like kind of going forward as far as expectations, and like what do you want to see from this team, or like what are you expecting going forward? Because you still got some basketball to be played.
You do. And I think just paraphrasing what Coach said from yesterday's loss, he just said we just got to do better, especially shooting from the three, you know. And I think, you know, just being better at shooting, I think just morale-wise, I think to me it looks like the team just are, it seems like they're just beaten down. You know, we can tell when our team is just hyped up and we're ready to win. Our team just, for some reason, you can just feel it. You see it. You feel the torment inside. So I definitely feel like there has to be some kind of inner issues they need to work on, you know, because how can we play good games if the morale is not there, if the morale is down? So I definitely want to see, you know, the morale go up, and that helps our team. But at the same time, I just want our team to do better. no more coaches leaving, no more COVID, no more anything. It's been tough. It's been a tough year. But I will say yesterday, which really made my day, was to see Warnock in the stands and the ladies come together with him. That really, you know, I think that gave them an extra boost too, because look what they did. Yeah. Having that leadership, having that owner ousted out of the dream, and Warnock coming in and saying, look, thank you ladies, you know, for supporting, and now, you know, you are part of the dream. So I know the team can pull it together. We just need to wait. Maybe, yeah. Ed, this is just the waiting game. Wait to see how this team is going to be.
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up. And with Senator Warnock. Yes. Senator Warnock, you know, returning and checking out an Atlanta Dream game. Yes. I mean, it was full circle. And we talk about being bigger than basketball, right? Bigger than basketball. And I mean, that's why I think if you're a Dream fan, like you got to be a Dream fan, because their influence is so much bigger than just playing ball. Like, we would like to get some more wins, but what they do in their community and what they did, of course, for Warnock and just social justice, it's huge. It's huge. And we never want to undersell that. Never want to underplay that, right? Because that's big, you know. Like they literally got that man in office. and I said I say this all the time. I said on several podcasts, when they wore those shirts, I didn't know who Warnock was, and he was polling at like 3%. Yeah. And I was like, yo, this dude don't got a chance. Like, I'm glad I was wrong. You know, I was happy to vote for him. I was happy that we got him in there, and it all worked out, man. So salute the Reverend Senator Dr. Warnock. Yeah, but the morale is definitely. I think if they can just get a win under their belts, it'll kind of, you know, because the slide is tough. Because now it seems like every game you're just playing not to lose.
Another one.
Yeah. So the last game when they lost to the Dream, I mean, they lost to the Mercury, you know, that was kind of like, yo, you're playing the Mercury, you know, Tarazi and Brittany Griner. But the games against the Sparks, they only lost, the first game by 5 and the second game by 2, you know. And in the first game, they went into overtime. So it's not like they're getting blowed out. Like, they just need to finish. They need to pay attention to the game plan. Kick up that defensive intensity, and they can get one. Like, they can play with these teams, but they just don't have room for error. So
no, at all. So
we will see. They have 3 upcoming games that I want to talk about. Well, not really talk about, but just bring to your attention. They have the Chicago Sky on Tuesday. I believe that's a home game. They got 2 home games this week, I believe. Chicago on Tuesday. And the Aces on Thursday, August 26th. And then they have a week off, and then they play Dallas. I think that might be in Dallas. So you got about 3 games upcoming. I'm going to try to be at the Aces game. I know I can't do Tuesday because my little girl has gymnastics. You know how that goes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
My girl is the budding gymnast in the house.
Yes, so. Simone Biles.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that. The very early stages. And I mean early.
Love it.
Yeah, so I don't know. Am I going to see you at any of these games? Well, I don't know about I already said I'm not going to be at the Tuesday game. Maybe the Thursday game. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. Because these Zoom calls are killing me.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. But those are the three games coming up for the Dream. And it is good to be back to talk Atlanta Dream. I reached out to Spencer, and he might be joining us on one of the pods later on. So it'd be good to kind of talk to him and get his perspective. So when he hits me back, we'll talk. And you may have our guest on. But those are the three upcoming games. And I think that just kind of covers it. I just wanted to come on and just kind of talk a little bit and get our feet back wet. And we'll go more game mode next podcast and talk about the nuts and bolts of how they're playing. And we can kind of look and view these games and see what they're looking at next podcast. But any final thoughts as far as the Atlanta Dream are concerned that are on your mind that we didn't hit, Ms. Shakiri?
No final thoughts. So just, again, we always try to be non-biased in these situations, but I am truly a fan of Dream, and I want them to win at any cost. And you know, I am a ride to die Atlanta Dream fan, and that's just it. You know, I'm still rooting for my team. I still believe in the Dream. We're still gonna do it for the Dream. So fans, please stay motivated. Please still support our Atlanta Dream. That's all I got.
Yeah, and win or lose, man, you know, go out and support this team. You know, if you can, if your little girl doesn't have gymnastics, go out and support the team. And because the crowds have looked good, you know, they've looked good, mm-hmm. and they always have a good support. And go support these ladies, man. They're doing big things on and off the court. So, for your Kiri and your boy Ida, I guess that we will wrap this show up, and we will see you guys next time on the ATL Dream Podcast. Don't forget to check us out on all of the spots where you get your podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, all those places. You can check us out. If you don't catch us live, make sure to rate and subscribe to the podcast. We greatly appreciate it. For your Kiri, I'm Ida. We'll see you guys later. Peace and love.
Bye. We'll be right back.